Okay, we're good. Go.
Welcome to episode 4. This is El Gato Loco. My name is Juan Peña, and I will be your special guest for today.
So yeah, this is Juan, the guy that I've been talking about for a while. And yeah, so
you have been talking about me, huh?
Yeah, I have. I was like, oh, the last two episodes, I was like, Juan's gonna be here.
I know,
and he's finally
and
here.
Just, but hey, I've listened to your podcast, and I was just sitting by the phone waiting for your phone call. I never got it until today.
Okay, but. Okay, quick. We're gonna have a little quick recap because.
So tell them what happened right now.
So basically, we had a probably 2-hour conversation. It was a really good fucking conversation, and I dropped my recorder, and my dumbass didn't check, and it was off the entire time. So we had a 2-hour, like a beautiful 2-hour conversation, but I fucked up.
So we recorded for nothing.
For nothing, basically, but. Basically, I'm going to give you some talking points that we did. We talked about Koei. Thirsty. You want something to drink?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Let's just start. I'm going to give you the story.
Nice toes, bro.
Huh?
Nice toes.
Ah, they're fucked up, dude. Hey. I hate my toes. This is the only thing I'm self-conscious about. I'm not self-conscious about anything but my toes.
They're cool, bro.
Yeah, this thing.
Let's go get pedicures.
Yeah, I should get one.
Let's get one.
I need one.
I think we should, bro.
Well, yeah, anyways, let me get back to the point, dude. We had a conversation. We talked about his time in Koei. The conclusion we got, people there are pretty cool for the most part. They have a big old mall. What else they have over there?
They got a lot of sun.
God damn it, they're also fucking mad. I can't believe I fucked up that last thing.
Yeah, we were talking about how hot it was. It was fucking 125 degrees out there, man.
It was, oh yeah, it was pretty fucking hot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what else did we talk about? We talked about how,
how
shout out to my girlfriend. She's here.
Shout out to April.
My beautiful girlfriend.
Juan's girlfriend. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Her birthday tomorrow, which is today. Listeners are going to be listening to it.
Yes, which is today now. Right now, today. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
She's turning 20. She's going to go party hardy and dream Bacardi. Happy
birthday.
You're
listening out there. Yes. Oh, wait, you're right next to me.
But yeah, so we talked about, okay, you know what? I'm just going to have them. You want to tell them? Nah, it's not even. I don't know how I feel about this anymore, dude. We have to just start over again, because it's not even. It's not even worth it going over the points we talked about earlier, because it just makes me mad.
I fucked up big time.
I'm pretty sure you're mad too, because we were here sitting now for a long time. But dude, we just did this all the time back before you left.
Oh yeah, we would talk a lot.
Oh, dude, remember we tried to do this?
We did on my phone.
Yeah, we did. We recorded on your phone.
We vlogged.
We were gonna do a vlog. It wasn't a podcast. It was a vlog.
It was on my phone.
It was on his phone.
I don't think it's on there anymore.
Yeah, I think I have it, dude. I think I might have it.
It was on my phone. I remember I watched it.
Okay.
On my phone.
We tried it, but it was. We only tried it once. It wasn't what we thought it was going to be, so we just kind of didn't do it again. But now, I'm really doing this stuff now, trying to do this podcast thing, so we're trying it out again. I know Juan's been wanting to talk to the people.
Of course.
Yes, talk to the people.
You know what we were talking about?
What?
I forgot what brought up the conversation, but we were talking about how, I was shy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so.
I didn't
talk. Oh yeah. Okay, so yeah. Oh yeah. So we're trying to get April Juan's girlfriend to talk right now on the podcast, but he mentioned that she was shy, and I was like, oh yeah, she's pretty shy, but then you were like, no, but I'm shy too, and I was like, you know what, you are more shy than her, you were more shy when I first met you. You were hella shy, dude.
You know, you should. Some advice.
No, you weren't shy. You were more. you were close to people. You had to like
hey,
open
you,
up.
Hey, no, that's what, you know what we should talk about? We should talk about how you hated me. How you hated me before you talked to me.
Oh my God, I fucking, yeah. I didn't hate you. I just didn't care for you.
You didn't like me. And why didn't you like me? Because you thought I was too cool. I didn't think I was too cool.
Dude, I know, okay, look. I didn't know you. I didn't fucking know you.
Of course, so why are you
hold on, listen. It was just something, the way you carry yourself.
How? Because I stand tall?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It must have been like a monkey thing. It was like...
A monkey?
Like, no, hold on, listen. A monkey thing. My mission, like, I felt threatened by your presence. Another predator. But no, it was like something about... Because you were just so quiet and the way you talk, it was something like you weren't really like... It wasn't like an... I didn't feel like it was an honest... For my point of view, I didn't feel like it was an honest conversation.
So you think I just didn't give a fuck?
Yeah, because you were just trying to kill time, basically. That's why I was like, okay, you know.
All right. You know what? I remember the first time we met each other from work. Remember the first time we worked right next to each other?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was doing my thing, you were doing yours, and I just started talking to you, and I was trying to make conversation with you,
mm-hmm.
and you were just fucking ignoring the fuck out of me, and I'm just like, all right, whatever, dude. You're fucking an asshole.
What were you saying? Fuck you, motherfucker. That's what you're trying to say.
No, you were an asshole, bro.
I wasn't, dude.
And then you cared about, I want to speak to the manager. Where's the manager? You're all fucking mad. I'm like, dude, what the fuck's your problem?
Everything was my problem.
And you're like, no, this I don't have an error. I never get errors because I'm Jonathan. Jonathan never gets errors.
Oh, my God, dude. I care so much about the job at first.
I honestly did.
I seen that there was an opportunity to go up in a position there, dude. That's why. And honestly, come on. You got to say there was opportunity to go up in positions there. There was. A lot of people now that were there when we started, they have better positions now.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they do. For the most part. Shitty. They're not doing shit and they're getting shitty. Paid, so... Hey, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm not hating on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but yeah, dude, I just didn't know you, dude. I was like, fuck, I don't know, you know. I was always loud, too.
You were. I always had that fucking Cookie Monster beanie. I'm like, who's the guy with the Cookie Monster?
I had to make a statement, dude. I had to be known.
That's what you were known for.
I was peacocking.
Every time I would talk to someone, I'd be like, hey, I was like talked about you in the back. Who's that? I'm like, you know the dude with the Cookie Monster beanie? Like, oh, that guy. That's who you're known for that.
And the cat shirts.
Oh, and the cat shirts too, man.
Oh my God, I love wearing shit like that. I always like dressing up like that, dude. I didn't care. I like dressing wearing with dumb shit.
With your fucking your Yeezy sweats.
Homemade, okay?
Homemade Yeezy sweats.
Homemade Yeezy sweats. I will. If you want a pair, hit me up. There's a back order right now. They go up for about $20,000 a piece.
Oh,
they weigh 6 months. No, but dude, when I wear clothes, dude, I wear that shit to like run it to the ground.
You wear it so there's like a strip left.
I made my sweatpants look into like.
Dude, you're not gonna. You still have those on.
I threw out, you probably
wore those until there was just a strip of it like covering your crotch.
Oh my God, I would, dude. But okay, look, this is why I do, dude, this is why I'm like that, because when I grew up here, dude, I didn't have much, dude. Uh-huh. Everything I had was hand-me-downs from all when I got here. I didn't have shit. All I had was my shirt and my pants. I always had to ask for underwear. Always had to ask for clothes.
You could ask me for some underwear. I'll give you some.
I always ask you for clothes now.
No, underwear.
I honestly do.
No, honestly.
He has a nice closet. So I was like, you know what, dude? If you don't want that shit, give me that shit. Throw that shit my way. I'll rock it. I don't care. But anyways. But all my cousins, when I got here, dude, I didn't really have anything. So everything was hand-me-downs. So I was used to that. If I had to wear something for, you know, more. I have sweatpants. I do have some old ass sweatpants from like 2011, 2012. 5 year old sweatpants.
You still wear them? Mm-hmm.
Those red ones, dude. Because they're still in good condition, dude. They don't have any holes. They're still Elmo looking ones? Huh? They're Elmo looking ones.
Bro, those are like Elmo red.
Yeah. And I don't care, dude, because, dude, when I go to the gym, dude, I'm not trying to do a model runway show, you know? I'm just fucking trying to get there and go there and lift.
You don't need to do that, bro.
I don't, dude. And people do that shit, and it's okay. I respect it. Yeah. It's all right, you know? But myself, I wear whatever the fuck I need to wear to the gym. If I need to wear I wear whatever at the gym.
No, you remember one time you went in your underwear.
Dude,
I was like, what are you doing here in your underwear? And you're like, I was doing laundry, but I need to get these gains.
Dude, I went to work out as the Joker for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I still got pictures.
I didn't give a fuck, dude.
You fucking slept in that fucking suit for like 3 days.
I did. I went to work like that too. But come on, dude. It was a good Joker costume. You gotta give it up to me. And then I was turning to the Joker, dude. I didn't want to let it go. I was getting crazy, dude.
Hey, remember that one time?
What?
When you were in that suit and I fucking went to go pick you up or some shit. What's from getting your fucking car detailed in the Joker suit.
Oh.
And then I started recording you from my fucking car in your car. And then I Snapchatted you. I was like, what the fuck is this fool doing? And you're like, you're fucking driving and laughing.
Do you still have it?
I think I do.
Oh, dude, send me that shit. Try to find it and send it to me. That shit was hilarious, dude. But hey, yeah, I'm that kind of guy. I always been that type of guy, dude. I always fucking go all out and shit.
I know, man.
I'm probably gonna do the Wolverine again this year. The last time now. I'm gonna be Logan. The Logan now. It's an easy fix, dude. But I'm gonna do a little more detail. I'm gonna probably get online and buy like those like cuts.
Oh, yeah.
And bullet holes and stuff like that.
Of the Wolverine.
And then, like, maybe, like, blood stains on my shirt, and then I'll probably roll it around.
Speaking of the Wolverine.
What?
You still got your little claws?
Yeah, I still got them.
Did you find them?
Yeah, I found them. I forgot to tell you.
Whoa, what the fuck? Well, thank you. Hey, we literally were talking about this the other day. We're like, damn, whatever happened to the claws? A fucking year later and shit. And you're over here, asshole, fucking already found them and shit.
Where was it?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember shit.
Dude, it was.
You were probably high when you found them.
Yeah, I probably did. I was probably. So I was like, oh shit, here it is. Yeah. And then I just like, fuck, I should.
Probably had
and then I was like, I should tell Juan, and I forgot. I know, but that was okay. That was an honest mistake.
I'm over here online looking for new claws to buy you and shit.
My bad. Okay, that was an honest mistake. Okay, because your little cousin was being a dick to me, and I was like, really? Come on. And then, because I couldn't find, I honestly couldn't find it. I was like, okay, somebody fucking must have taken it, because I usually just leave them on top of my bed. Like, that's not a good idea, guys. Don't put claws on top of your bed. but I couldn't find it. So I'm like, fuck, where's my other claw? And then, you know, took a while, then I forgot.
Damn.
I wanted to do Jon Snow, but I already cut my hair off.
Mm. Yeah. What do you think I should be?
Aladdin.
What do you want to be April this year?
We're supposed to do Aladdin and Jasmine.
Do it. But you're not brown enough, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I just need to get a tan.
Be the blonde Aladdin. Blonde, get your hair dyed. And
there's a blonde Aladdin?
No, just fucking.
No.
No, fuck it. Don't do it because people are going to get crazy on you. Especially nowadays with the fake news.
fake news.
Racist Mexican guy.
Oh, shit.
You know they say some stupid shit like that?
Yeah. Fucking Nazi black guy.
Oh, god damn. We got to talk about this shit, dude. Oh, my God. So, okay. I went on a date with this girl a while back. Shit. It was around November, right? Before you left, right? Uh-huh. Like a month before you left. No, not a month. A few weeks, right? Maybe.
You can't tell this story.
Yeah, I could tell. I'm gonna tell it. I don't care. Because it was whatever, dude. It was a whatever story. And you were drunk too. That was you, fucking idiot. I don't know what you were thinking. I don't know what you were thinking. Nah, he's not racist, though. He's not racist. He's a fucking. He's a cool guy. He's just drunk and dumb.
No,
you were drunk and dumb. You were fucking drunk and dumb. Yeah, you.
I'm a comedian. Everybody.
Everybody's a comedian nowadays.
I'm a fucking comedian.
I am too. But anyways, this is what happened. So I went on a date with this girl, in San Francisco, and on the way back. I had the idea of go watch which movie was it?
Doctor Strange.
I was really excited about it. So, and you know, we had some time, so I called Juan, and I was like, hey, I messaged you, text message you, or whatever. You want to go watch Doctor Strange? You know, let's do a little double date real quick. And he said, yeah, okay, let's go. And then, so we meet up in Tracy. We meet up in Tracy to go watch it. So we're sitting next to each other, and they're in the front row of us. There's a bunch of there's a lot of black people there, and it starts out fine, and it was a 3D, huh? It was 3D. Yeah, it was 3D. It was a 3D movie. It was like Doctor Strange in 3D. So at the corner of my eye. On the front row, ahead of us, this guy was on Instagram the whole time, and the glare was hitting my glasses, and I'm like,
I blame you for all this.
I'm like, fuck you, it wasn't my fault. Okay, you guys tell me if I'm on the right or wrong, because everybody's giving me mixed.
I'm just playing.
No, but some people like she gave me fuck. She was like, you shouldn't have said anything. I was like, what? What the fuck?
I agree.
No, fuck you. but anyways, so he was on his phone. And I was really excited about this movie. I've been talking about this movie for a while now. So,
wasn't very good, by the way.
I fucking loved it. Anyways, he was on his fucking phone on Instagram. And I'm like, oh no, you're not gonna do this right now. You are not gonna do this shit right now. So I was like, hey man, can you put your phone down? And then he walked out. He got up and walked out. And then family members or people that he was just with, these ladies, the black ladies in front of us, started saying, "Oh, you didn't have to say it like that." But I was already
because the dude that you told, he like walked out crying or something.
Yeah, I guess he was 14 years old, but
he legit walked out crying.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know he walked out crying. I was just like, okay, dude, like, come on, like, we're watching a movie. If you don't want, and if you didn't want to be there, dude, he should have just stayed outside, dude. So, anyways. They're like, oh, you didn't have to tell him that way. So I didn't, I just stayed quiet because I didn't care no more. I just wanted to watch the movie because I was there to watch the fucking movie. And then they keep talking to us. And then what did you say to them, or did they say something to you? No, you said something to them. What did you say to them?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Black Lives Matter.
No. So he said something to them. And then they got up and they got on all over his face, and I'm like, oh my god.
No, he said Black Lives Matter.
We were just talking, and then I was like, he trying to like back me up, or because they were trying to talk shit to me, or say something. They're just trying to get all aggressive with me. And then they were saying stuff to me, and then Juan started engaging them, and then going back and forward. And then the conversation ended, and then one.
Hold on, let me finish it. And then some random ass dude next to us yelled out "Black Lives Matter," and they got all pissy, and they thought it was me. And I'm like, it was this guy. It wasn't me. And then they started like saying shit, and then the fucking girl goes out. Another girl was crying. Everybody was crying that day. I don't know. I don't understand. But
Juan said Black Lives Matter.
Anyways.
I was like, dude, what the?
And then the security guard comes out to me, and he takes me outside in the fucking middle of the movie. I'm like, bro, I'm watching the movie. What's up? I mean, I really wasn't. I was asleep.
On but his defense, yeah, Juan was a little drunk.
I stepped outside with the security guard. He started.
And he was the one that told you that he cried, right?
Bro, what are you gonna do? You're a fucking security guard. Get out of my face. And we fought. And
shut the fuck up. All right, shut the fuck. All right,
I won. Shut up. All right, let's fight.
Shut up. All right, he's
I
already.
I won the fucking fight. He already took this fucking. And I
No, he already killed the story. He killed it. Whatever. But anyways, yeah, it was, shit happens, you know. Now, I'm just saying, tell me if I was wrong, people.
No, you were right.
I was right, dude. I was in my right to say, and I do that all the time, dude. It doesn't matter who it is, dude. I do that shit all the time. I think I went with a friend to watch, I think it was Mockingbird. Hunger Games, Mockingbird 2, the second part. Uh-huh. And these two girls that were like, you know, before the movie started, they were on Snapchat, you know, taking pictures and shit. And then, you know, the movie started, probably 10 minutes in, they tried to record. They tried to, you know, trying to Snapchat, and I fucking gave them this look, and then they put their phone down.
They were just staring at you?
I was staring at them, I was like...
They're like, damn, who's this...
Because, dude...
This big, hairy, homeless guy is looking at me. He's probably going to get me after the movie.
No, fuck you. I fucking mugged him. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I gave him that look. And they stopped. And I was like, okay, good. And then that's it. After that, I didn't look at them anymore. I just watched the entire movie. Because when I go watch a movie, I want to fucking watch the movie, dude.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you make sure we're recording?
Okay, yeah, so we're still recording. So far, we're still recording. But, yeah, I fucked up, dude. My bad, dude. We had this long-ass two-hour podcast already, man. And before, probably a minute into it, I dropped the recorder. The battery fell out. I did not notice. I didn't even think to check if it was working. And it wasn't working the entire fucking time. We had this long fucking conversation about a lot of stuff. You know what? Either way, we're gonna talk again some other time in the future. So you'll get more stories. He'll be on again.
We'll go through everything again. My
but you know what? Oh, but one thing though. R.I.P. Rich Piana. Rest in peace, Rich Piana, because he was a cool guy. He was an honest guy.
He was very inspirational.
He was inspirational. He was an honest guy. That's what I liked about him the most. He didn't lie about all the steroid use and all that shit. Because, yeah, come on. It was pretty fucking obvious. And he was...
it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, it was fucking obvious. Especially with him. He looked like a fucking monster,
dude. He was a monster.
He was a monster, but he was a nice guy for the most... I never got to meet him. I think 3 years ago, I went to the San Jose Fit Expo.
He was there.
I was online, but it was too damn long. I was like, not worth it. And yeah, because I mean, I like him, but he wasn't my I'm not gonna hop on the bandwagon right now. He wasn't my favorite of all the fitness people. He was cool.
Who's your favorite?
I don't even know anymore, dude. It always changes. It changes.
Yourself.
You know what? It's honestly people that I know, people that I learn from. Not the people. Learn from like other people, but like people like, you know, that helped me out, like my trainer.
Oh yeah.
My trainer Sal. He's a pretty good. To me, he's like one of my mentors. I look up to him for fitness stuff, you know?
I look up to myself. I look myself in the mirror and I'm like, you can do better.
Yeah. Fucking good genetics, you fucker.
I don't have good genetics.
Yeah, you do. He was born with a six pack.
I wish.
But okay, we were talking about this. So basically, he was 170 something, 175 around that weight class, and me at 210, we were lifting around the same amount of weight. And the reason is because I don't focus a lot of strength training. I focus more on building the muscle, mostly definition, and it doesn't require for you to overload your muscles with a lot of heavy weights. I try to stay away from heavy weights as much as possible, and I was telling him that doing a lot of yoga helps too if you have lower back pain. I've been doing it 3 times a week. Okay, disclaimer, I'm not a fucking professional, so don't take, so whatever I say, you can research it, but I'm speaking from experience only, I'm just talking shit, so don't take everything I say seriously. Do some research on your own.
John.
But anyways.
You're my inspiration.
Thank you. But anyways. Anyways, I stretch. I do yoga. This yoga, like 30 minute yoga stretches a week, every 3 times a week. And it has helped me out a lot on my lower back. Because I wasn't able to lift a lot of, probably I wasn't able to squat over 185. And now that I've done that, I've been able to squat 225 with a good form and without getting hurt. That's why I'm not about heavy lifting anymore, dude. Right? I know you're trying to be the next strongest man, right? Alive?
Yeah. I really am.
You are, dude. You got the genetics, dude. You could do it. Oh, my God. Dude, it's genetics, dude. But it's fine. It's
what
not.
The fuck? Dude,
you we're know not what, old, you know we, what it is? We are not
it's old. It's hard work. Dedication.
Dude, for me to get to your status, it took me twice as much as work to get to even trying to have like a 4-pack. You know it did. Come you on. Can, you don't fucking do bro, this. Be you, honest with me right now.
Let's be honest right
bro,
now.
Bro, let's do it. Come on. What's up?
You were obviously bigger than me.
But.
Like fat wise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I mean, growing up, I was like chubby. I started working out. Trust me, I was.
When did you start? When did you start your growth spurt started?
Bro,
like, when did it really hit?
I've been working out for so long.
But when did your growth spurt really hit? Arms. Yeah, you got big arms, dude.
That's that noodle.
Huh?
Noodle.
Oh, you got big arms.
Thank you.
But if we want to talk about something that's not big,
hey,
with all respect, Juan.
What are you talking about right now? What are you talking about?
You know, down below.
Excuse me?
Your quads
could
use some work.
Oh, they're talking about something else.
Your quads could use some work, my man.
I'm just playing. No, dude, I know. Hey, you know what it is?
What?
I'm tall.
You are tall. I'll give you that.
That's like saying genetics.
That is genetics. But
no. But that's like if I come up with an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, and tell you. Oh, yeah. But it's not an excuse because I'm tall. That's like saying I'm not like you because of genetics.
No. Yeah. But it's
same thing.
Yeah. No. But that's what I'm saying. It's not a bad thing. You still. So basically. There's some stuff like with myself, like I don't got trouble building up my chest. It's easy for me to build up my chest. I got a big chest already.
I want a big chest.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yours. Like, and you got big arms. You got big arms. Your arms are just as big as mine, probably bigger. And you know, so everybody guys are, you know, like
you have a nice chest.
Thank you.
Very hairy.
It is. But yeah. But that's it. They're like for me, and I gotta work my legs. My legs are big, but they're not big enough. For my body, for my upper body, to match my upper body.
So well, what about me? What do you think?
So I kind of look like Johnny Bravo a little bit.
How do I look?
You look. You don't look. You just look like a Calvin Klein model.
like a normal guy.
Like a handsome young man.
You too.
Thank you. Well, not all the time though. Not all the time. I gotta admit, I have my times.
I have my times too.
I have my times where I'm a little.
I have my times. Even my girlfriend tells me I'm ugly sometimes.
No, it's hard to believe.
It she does,
dude. When April? When do you call him ugly? Do you give him a little like just a little like a neat like a little
she
break?
Gives me like a look.
Like it's like a break.
She points
like
out all my flaws. She points out all my flaws.
What did you say? Okay, April, what do you think is Juan's biggest flaw? He's too nice.
My nose.
And it could be anything. Physically, my emotionally, what is it?
My big ass nose. I have a big nose.
You have a big head.
Oh, and my big ass
nose. You have a big head. You do have a big head. I have a big head, but that's just natural.
I have a big nose, too.
Yeah, but it kind of matches your head, so you're good.
I guess.
You're just tall, dude. So it's like everything just you look like.
I'm not proportionate. I'm like very.
I'm gonna you're gonna get this website, his Instagram page. Just go check him out, and you'll see for yourself. You'll see what he looks like. I'm sure some of you guys are trying to slide in the DM, but don't try it. He has a girlfriend, okay. He's taken 24/7, 365, for all four seasons around, okay? But anyways, yeah, dude, and dude, you know what
all
I was
gonna, four seasons?
You know what I was gonna tell you, dude, about your fucking tattoo? I see that shit all the time now.
What?
The clock with the roses or flowers.
Oh, that you see?
All the time now. Come on, you gotta admit it, dude.
Hey, when it comes to tattoos, man, but everybody's going to have something similar. Everybody's going to have their own way of wanting where they want it, how they want it.
But I feel like the, what's it called? They sh- This shouldn't, because there's plenty of shit you could tattoo yourself.
Oh, exactly. I mean, but everybody's gonna have something.
Yeah, it's whatever. But you know what? I like if I want people to try more different styles of it. Like instead of just being a, because it's just a pocket watch, right? Try different watches, different stuff. I would want to try like a Casio watch with a sunflower bouquet.
I want a fucking.
I want sunflowers.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I want a fucking.
Sunflower seeds.
No.
Grandfather
clock. Oh, flowers? You want a what?
Grandfather clock.
Yeah. Put it on your back, dude. What the fuck is that over there?
Hey, but you know what?
Yeah.
I like my tattoos, so... As long as I like them, I don't give a fuck. That's how it
I
should
like
be,
it,
though.
Dude, you have a nice tattoo. It, I don't say I just... It, I told, should, it should, I told it you, I just like told that. You it was overplay, but it is a nice tattoo. The way you put it all together, it came along good. And I'm glad you took your time to put it all together instead of just doing one big ass piece at once.
Yeah.
Because you did it on sections, so they came out really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got to get more. Huh? Would you say you're addicted to that now? Are you getting addicted to the feeling? Because you say you want another one now.
Addicted to the feeling? I don't know.
Use the outcome. Are you addicted to the outcome?
I'm addicted to it.
Just how it looks. Like, it's...
I'm addicted. The only thing I'm addicted to is my girlfriend. She's my addiction right now.
Oh my god, you're so romantic, dude.
Thank you.
So romantic. The most romantic guys that I ever met ever. You are, dude. You really are. Right? You went to Disneyland. Let's talk about that. We did talk about it before.
We did talk about that.
Let's talk about that again. So you went to Disneyland. How was it?
It was awesome.
What did you do the first day there? You got there, settled in, right?
Settled in. Went out to eat.
What you eat? Did you go in any?
We went to P.F. Chang's.
Oh, okay. I've never been there. How is it?
It's honestly, she liked it.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's just they took fucking forever to give us our food.
Because they're cooking everything in front of you.
Oh, my God. It almost took us out an hour.
An hour?
40 minutes.
Because they were cooking for a lot of people, huh?
I don't fucking know, but it took them
full.
Fucking...
Huh?
It wasn't that full.
Really?
Yeah, it took fucking forever.
But was it... I mean, if it was good, was it worth the time? Just say that. Was it worth the time?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay, all right. There
you go. But, I mean, I was hangry.
I get it. Okay, so the next day, what did you do the next day?
We went to Disney. It was fucking awesome.
What'd you do there?
Well, it was cool. The first time. We went with my parents went, my cousin, her boyfriend, my brother and sister. So they went there the first day with us.
Oh, so you met with them?
Yeah. So one day we were with them, and then the next day it was just me and my girlfriend.
What rides did you get on?
Fucking all of them, dude.
You got on all of them? Was it a long wait in the line?
Some of them were. It was like average 30, 40 minutes. But I mean, it goes by quick. It goes by quick for me at least, because literally when I was in Kuwait, all I fucking did was just...
Wait.
Exactly. But yeah, it was cool.
How were you?
Let me tell you a funny story that happened. So I went on the Tower of Terror. Oh no, it's Guardians of the Galaxy now. This is my first time. I was scared as fuck. I thought I was going to shit myself. I was so scared. I was like debating whether to fucking leave or not. It was scary. But anyways, so we got on. Fucking, I'm over here fucking shaking, scared, shitless. I was like, fuck, what's going to happen? This is not. This is the one that with the fucking tower. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's a big ass tower.
I've never been there, but what is it though?
It's like a drop zone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we went on, and there was this it was me and my girlfriend, and then this old lady and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the old lady was next to me. She's like, "Are you scared?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, girl." And she's all like, "Don't be scared. It's okay. You won't be okay."
She called him a wussy.
Yeah, but then she called me a wussy.
Oh, damn.
Like, "You listen up, grandma." I don't give a fuck. But anyway. So the fucking door shuts and everything. Fucking video comes on. fucking Guardians of the Galaxy pop up, whatever. I'm like, oh fuck, it's gonna happen. I wasn't prepared. Fucking instantly shot up. Fucking hella fast.
Hella fast.
It just went.
Oh, it didn't go slow?
It didn't go slow, it just went up. Dang. I was like, ah. And then like instantly it went up and it fucking instantly went down. And then as we went down, my fucking arms went up. Because I fucking didn't expect it. I didn't hold on to it.
Boom. Oh, my God.
Fucking hit the old lady right in the face. Boom, smacked her in the face. I'm like, God. I'm like.
And he apologized as it was going down.
As it was going down, I was like, I'm sorry.
Wait, did you get pictures of it?
No.
Oh, damn, man.
We got a picture of.
But it wasn't that.
I was hella scared.
It didn't catch that, though. No, God damn. That would have been a good picture.
Bro, I hit her straight in the fucking face.
Yeah, like when you, and then it would have captioned, don't call strangers woozies in the rides.
It looked like he passed out.
It does.
Bro, I was holding on for my life.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's scary, dude. Yeah, we're looking at his pictures of the rides. Yeah, he's pretty bad. He's a little.
I died in that picture.
Let's just say he's clenching his ass cheeks really hard.
Honestly, during that ride. Oh, it's 12. It's my girlfriend's
birthday. Hey, happy birthday, April. Let's sing for her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, April.
Happy birthday to your April. Is. Clap. There it is. Give her a kiss. 21 kisses.
Oh, I'm 20.
I mean 20 kisses. Just throw an extra one for me. 21. There you go. Happy birthday, April.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, babe.
I love you.
So,
what's the plan for tomorrow, guys? What are you guys going to do? You have anything, an idea?
We're going to take her out, do what she wants to do.
What do you want to do tomorrow, April? What would be an ideal day tomorrow, April?
You mean today?
Well, today, yeah, basically today. It's already 12.
It's 12.
So, today is August 25th.
We're starting it off
August 20. I mean, we're starting 25th.
We're starting off her fucking birthday.
My fucking birthday.
Her birthday, excuse me. And with a fucking podcast.
With a fucking.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
El Gato Loco.
El Gato podcast. Loco, episode 4. But yeah. So we took a day for us to finish this podcast.
Damn.
But yeah,
Oh, shit.
So, what were you thinking of doing tomorrow, April? What's your celebration gonna look like?
Fireworks everywhere.
You just wanna go home, cuddle up, get some pizza, watch a movie.
Wow, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah, it does, dude. Fuck. When me and my girl went to Carmel, the last day, dude. No, the last night there, you know, because we had to leave in the morning. We just stayed in and ordered pizza and relaxed. You know, we just had a good night. Pretty fucking chill, dude. Carmel's really nice. I want to go back.
Damn,
I want to go back to so many places, but then again, I want to go to new places. I want to go to new places.
Yeah.
So it's kind of conflicting.
True.
Yeah. I love Portland, dude. That's the one I can't forget about. That one was really Portland. Nice. Portland was really nice, dude. I love that song. That's how I knew it was meant to be. Drake started singing about Portland. Like, bro, oh my God, bro.
Hey, I'm
about to go to Portland and you drop this song.
Listen.
What?
We haven't talked about our love for Drake.
We have not. Oh.
Bro, that should have been like the first.
That should have been one of our first. Yeah, come on. That's how our friendship grew up. Like, I don't give a fuck what people think about Drake. I know he's not a gangster rapper or whatever.
Drake brings.
He is an artist. He's a fucking artist, and I love what he does. And that's why, like, I'm not expecting it. I don't care if he means what he says or not. If everything he, you know, whatever he is about or he's not about, what he's putting out there, I love that shit. He's a good artist. So yeah, me and this guy, we
love Drake.
We fucking, we wouldn't as soon as you told me. The first time you last year's concert, you're like, "Hey, dude, you want to go?" And I was like, fuck it, let's go.
I know. I was so excited, man.
I was like, let's go, dude. It was a good so fucking time, dude. We went to the concert.
It was just me and you, too.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. It was a really fun fucking trip, dude.
He invited me. He said, my friend hasn't paid.
Oh, you fucking asshole. You fucking, oh, you were going to sell my ticket?
No, I did not. It was not good. She's just saying.
You asshole. It's okay.
He said, you want to come? He still hasn't paid me.
Hey, I get it, though. It's fine. I get it, dude. It's okay.
Bro, hey, no, listen.
What?
The concert was fun. We went together.
That was fun. Dude, okay, so this is what happened. I'm going to try to recap as much as I can from the concert. We drive. It was a Sunday night, right? It was like a Sunday afternoon there. We had to drive to.
Was it a Sunday?
Yeah, it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday, dude. It was a Sunday concert because I had to work the next day. Yeah, I was a little fucking tired the next day.
It was worth it, though.
It was worth it, yeah. But
bro, we sang every song.
Oh, fuck.
It was awesome.
Dude, I almost recorded the entire concert, but yeah, my phone died. But anyways, so yeah, we get there. We walk out there. There's a bunch of people there. So right away when we get to the entrance, there's a guy protesting the concert.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, he was talking about Jesus and this and that. You guys are sinning.
Because we're listening
the lust for the flesh. This and that. And then he basically called all the girls their whores. And, you know, and they were but, hey, he did it. He was a one-man army. I'm surprised he didn't get his ass whooped. But somebody probably says to like, somebody probably said, hey, just chill, dude. It's not even worth it. No one's going to listen to you. No one was really listening to him.
Yeah.
Only, yeah. So the few ones in front of him, like, that were, like, right there in front of him, like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, dude, it's not worth it, bro. Just leave right now. It's not worth it.
Damn. I remember that.
Yeah, then we walk in. Yeah, it was a fun concert, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have went the whole way in and got the front seat ones.
Oh, man. Next time, though.
Next time. Next time. We'll see how it goes.
I really want to go to
another. Is it having a concert this year or until next year?
I don't know, man.
It doesn't look like it's happening. I don't think it's having one this year anymore.
I don't know. But
probably the beginning of next year.
Probably. Hopefully.
But yeah, that's how our love for, like, the love of Drake that we had. Brought us together.
Yeah.
It was like...
It's good. Fucking...
It was our routine. We will go to fucking... We go to the club on Saturday nights when we were single. Friday night. And then with friends and stuff. And then on the way back, we always play an entire song, like entire like albums of Drake, and just karaoke all the way home. Is you with me or what? Exactly. Just... God damn, dude. And then when we go to the gym, we work out to Drake.
All the time.
And then your girl's friend was like, how did you fucking work out to that? And it was, we were singing it to the rap songs. We were singing it to the R&B tracks, you know?
Yeah.
Which ones
those were
like,
the best, man.
I forget the names, dude, because I haven't really listened to much of anymore. Like one dance.
You were playing.
Take a shot for me.
Yeah, that's what I was singing. Right
oh.
Now. Take a shot for me.
Ooh, whoa, ooh, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, whoa. Oh my god, dude.
Wait, what?
I listened to the song so many times. God damn it. Today, too. You know what? Okay, so I went on for a while. Dude, basically, the entire time you were gone, dude. At work, all I was listening to was podcasts.
Really?
And
well, that's what got you.
And now, but lately, I kind of want to listen to music now. Yeah. So I've been listening to a lot of music lately.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw in anything. I just fucking trying to find a good playlist, good radio station, and just play whatever. So far, it's been okay. I've been getting more back into rap again slowly, because I was off rap for a while, dude. Because I was like,
did you listen to Alana?
The new one? No, I haven't listened to all of them yet. She has them all out, right?
Yeah.
She has them all out, yeah. But I haven't listened to the Lana Del Rey yet.
It's pretty
the
good.
New ones. But you know what I draw a line on rap, dude? Like a little Uzi Bird or some shit like that?
Bro, I was just listening to it.
I was like, I don't know what's going on, dude. I was like, that's it. I'm done with this guy. I don't know. It's whatever. I don't care what he does or whatever. I just can't. I don't understand it anymore. That's it. That's where I draw the line. That's where... That's when the next generation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at some point, we're not going to get it anymore. That's just how it goes. And especially this time in air, this time of, you know, this time of the, this time, like, how technology is advancing so much and everything's just getting better and better. It's hard to keep up with shit nowadays, dude. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. It's really hard, dude. So, yeah,
technology
dude.
Is really advanced nowadays.
But, you know, this guy, he didn't have no arms. They put this like clear plastic prostate, like this, like clear plastic cover for his like his upper body. Put it on top of his head, you know. And then they attached two bionicle arms. But first they were running like around like from what I could tell, they were just running a lot of like they put a lot of bunch of sensors all over his body. I think trying to you know get all the nerves in there, you know, trying to get every single nerve, trying to get all the nerves so they could you know, sending shock waves through the machine, you know, the electrical waves for the machine, so you can control it with your mind. So basically, he was controlling the bionic arm with his mind. So he was like, that's fucking Iron Man, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
Dude, like, all that comic book shit now, I could honestly say it might happen for real, dude. Like, all that comic book shit that's happened.
Well, look at you, man. You look like the Wolverine.
Fucking wish I was. Deep inside, I do wish I was, dude. I wish I could just go out there. I wish you could just throw me in the woods, and I just fucking come back a lot, like with the fucking like 600 pounds of meat on my back.
That'd be tight.
Fuck yeah, they're just slaying animals. Like I'm fucking doing my own farming.
Slaying animals.
Yeah, that's the most humane way to get your food,
slaying?
Dude.
Slaying.
Well, you know, killing them or whatever.
The terminology nowadays. Well, slaying. Slaying to these young kids.
What does that mean? It
means smashing.
The fuck? The fuck are you talking?
Smashing.
No, you don't. Like, no.
I swear.
Nigga, you're talking about something completely different, dude. No.
So you're basically saying you'd fuck an animal.
No,
you're fucking an animal.
No,
you're like, what is it called?
Shut up, motherfucker.
What is that?
Shut up. No, what I mean is like, just go out and hunt my own meat.
What is?
Hunt? Yeah, go hunting.
Oh.
Wait, what you thought I said? What did it sound like I said?
Hung your own meat.
You're gonna hang your meat.
Well, you have to hang it to drain the blood.
I don't know. There's just so many thoughts going through my head.
But anyways, the point is, I want to be Wolverine, and I want to be able to catch animals and kill them, and make my own, like, you know, butcher my own meat, and be like a wild man, just fucking live in the woods. Like I would love to do that, dude. If I was able to do that, I would do it. That's just that crazy part of me doing crazy shit, dude. I've always been a crazy guy, dude. But you haven't seen my craziest side. It was probably back in high school.
Hyphy days.
The difference a few years makes, it is fucking incredible, dude. I changed a lot over the years. I went from I don't know if I should say it, like just man.
Gay?
No, fuck you.
We also talked about how he was gay.
No, fuck you. Okay, we'll touch that subject after this one. But anyways, no, we will. Hold on.
Okay,
we will. But I just did compared to all the stuff that I used to do, get drunk, party, not give a fuck about anything. Yeah, I'm like surprised I came out of the way I am right now. Like I really don't want to do any of that shit anymore. I don't drink no more, honestly. If I do, it's rarely. It's every few months. It has to be a real special occasion for me to drink. But I don't do anything like that anymore, dude. I'm just a whole person. But okay, let's discuss what you wanted to discuss right now.
Oh, wait, they're gay?
I'm not gay, but
you said you're bisexual. I played a joke on Mr. Juarez.
Okay, so this is the reason. You know what? My drinking days came back. So basically, the old John came out for my stepsister's wedding. Well, my sister
drank
basically
a whole fucking bottle of Captain Morgan.
I was
to himself. I remember that day. You were being very selfish with that bottle. You didn't even want to give me any.
Yeah,
okay, you gave me a little bit.
Dude, because the reason I was... What?
You out in the back of my mind, this asshole. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking play a trick on him. He wants to fuck with me, I'll fuck with him. So I did.
What did you do?
You know what I did.
Oh, okay, now I know what the fuck you're talking about, you asshole.
Hey.
Okay, so...
If you weren't such an asshole, I wouldn't have found out you were bisexual.
Okay, you know what? I am an asshole. I am.
No, you are.
I am an asshole. And
that's fine.
It happens, yeah.
But you're not an asshole to me anymore.
I've been an asshole to you. I've been an asshole to a lot of people, but...
I think in order to get to that side of you, that good side, you have to go through that asshole stage.
Oh.
That person that wants to be your friend has to go through the asshole stage. Yeah, right.
See if you can last that. Because if you last it, then you guys could be friends about anything. So, yeah, but anyways, that day I was drunk. So from the time I got out of the building, where was the wedding at, from that building to the car, to the truck, to me, going to the truck, I didn't remember anything anymore.
Yeah.
So you could go from there. Go.
So the next day, I decided to text John with a different number, not mine, pretending I was a female.
Come on, get a little more. Come on, be a little more. Scribe it more.
Okay, so I was texting John. John was a little confused, trying to get answers, being like, who is this? I remember he texted me my actual number. Oh, you see me with another girl? I'm like, oh, yeah, I seen you. You left with this girl, this and that. And then he's like, oh, I can't remember, but she's texting me. At the same time, I was texting him with a different number pretending to be that girl. And I remember... I was telling him that, why can't you remember me? You don't remember that kiss we had, this and that. And
that's when I started tripping.
And then a few days later, he was trying to get pictures from me, not me, okay, but look, the girl.
Okay,
but anyway,
let me stop you right there.
Like, no, like fucking selfies. Selfies. Like fucking face pictures, because you're trying to figure out.
I was trying to figure out who the fuck this was. Like, did I really meet somebody?
And I went on the internet and fucking went on, I don't know where I went.
Some random girl.
Fucking Instagram or something. I got some random girl, and I'm like sending him fucking pictures of this girl saying that was, pretending that was me. So this guy was getting fucking catfished as fuck. And then.
But he did this motherfucker. Man, fuck this guy. I love this about him, but I hate it at the same time. But he got me so fucking good. This motherfucker.
I got him pretty good.
So we were texting, and you remember the first few texts. What were you texting me? You were like, hey, papacito.
Oh, yeah. Hola, papi.
Some shit.
Remember me? And then this and that. And I kept texting him hella gay. Honestly, it was pretty gay. But, yeah, he believed it.
I didn't believe it completely. I was doubting it.
And then I told him, this is when I came in, and I'm like, all right, I gotta fucking make this even more fucking, I gotta make it better. So I fucking did. And I'm like, hey, John. No, I didn't say hey, John. I said, hey, papi, I got a confession to make.
Oh, my God.
And you're like,
what is it? What is it,
mommy?
No, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you did shit. But I was like, well, you know, growing up, I had all these urges and feelings and this and that. And, you know, I really feel like, I really felt like I was supposed to be born a woman. So I became a woman, and in reality, I was born a man.
Oh, you fucking...
So you're like, are you serious? Yeah, and I'm like, yeah.
This motherfucker, like, he gave like a heartfelt letter. That motherfucker, I was like, wow.
It was pretty good.
It was
intense.
It was unintentional. I was like, you fucking... That's when I was like, okay, I gotta find out if this shit is true or not, because I didn't know, dude. I was like, and I went to ask everybody, like, did you see me with this person? Did you see me with anybody?
And then I started getting phone calls.
I'm like,
answer my call, girl. Boy, I don't know what you are, but call me back. And then a fucking... I wouldn't answer, though. But,
Dude, anyways. I was so worried. I was telling friends. I was like, dude, what the fuck do I do?
I was like, oh, so you don't mind or anything kissing a man? This isn't that. And you're like, no.
Fuck you.
So that's when I found out. Fuck you. That was bisexual.
Oh, God. Dude, either way, if I did would have kissed her, if it was like the scenario, like me being me and fucked up and I kissed her, I was like, it don't fucking matter because I don't remember. If you don't remember,
I remember.
You remember, but I don't remember this. So to me, it's really not, it's not real. Okay, it's all about perspective, dude. It's like, if I wasn't there.
It's fine, but.
I don't remember, dude. That dude, that's like literally like that's like that. I really just lost that time of my life. I lost it.
Well, I thought you were gay, honestly. Texting you, I'm like, goddamn. I really just found out John was gay.
Yeah, fuck you.
I mean, I didn't fucking mean to do this.
no one knows about this. This was our little secret for a while. Yeah, this was when I was like, you fucker. I was like, that's why. That was another thing that brought us together more as friends. It was this fucking thing that he did. I was like, it was so genius. I was like, you fucking evil motherfucker.
It was there's a lot.
You put a lot of thought into it, you asshole.
It lasted about almost a week.
Yeah, it was about a week. How long do you think it was to tell me it was you though?
Yeah.
How long did it take? Like a month maybe?
Nah, I think the following week or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I couldn't hold it back. Because every time I would fucking see you, I'm just like, God damn, I know this guy's gay. He doesn't even know that I know he's gay.
You fucking asshole. Oh, my God. Oh, damn. Fuck. Oh, man. But, you got me good, dude. You got me fucking good. I was like, God damn, dude, really? And I was telling friends and everything. I went on a... And I was like, what, dude, you made me feel...
Did they ever bring that shit back up?
What?
After you, like, talked to them about it? Like, oh, you remember this and that?
Well, yeah.
Did anybody bring it up?
I told them it was you. I was like, it was Juan.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was Juan. I was like, this motherfucker got me good.
You told them the whole story or what?
Yeah, the whole story. Only two people.
Oh, you did.
Two of my friends, yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. You told them, she told me that she was a man before. You said that, and then like, and then one of them's all like, "Well, it's not bad to fucking kiss, be bi or some shit." Yeah. One of them said some shit like
that. I don't remember, but
because I remember you were telling me.
But look, after. Dude. But no, yeah. But I was like, I was doing so much investigation. Like, no, you weren't with anybody. You were with us, this and that. Asking every single person that I remember that was there. And then I never found out. And then you fucking... Then you break it down to me. But that was a good one. Honestly, I gotta admit it, that was a pretty good fucking story.
It was good.
That was a pretty good prank or catfish or whatever you want to call it. It was pretty fucking good. You got me. You got me good, dude.
Well, now I know he's not gay, though. So. You got a girl.
I'm okay with my sexuality, dude. Like, people that are homophobic, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, if they're homophobic... If they're homophobic, they might be gay.
You know, as I grow up and people become more comfortable with their sexuality and everything.
Yeah, I do.
And, you know, you find out, like, me personally, I've never had a fucking gay experience. I've never had a gay experience. But you find out, like, dudes are really fucking curious and dudes have really gay experiences.
Yeah, everybody. I'm pretty sure it's on every guy's back of their mind, like, because it's on a subliminal level because you see it, so it gets in your head, dude. No matter what you think of it, is the idea it's in your head that it could a guy on guy could happen, no matter what, that a guy could be attracted to another guy.
Is it in your head right now?
Yeah, it's in my head. As we're talking about it, you're thinking about that. Like, I can see that shit going on right now inside my head. Two guys kissing in a relationship. Huh? No, fuck you. Not myself. But I'm just talking about... No, I'm saying that the idea in general, like, you can see, like, oh, okay, I can see it happening. It could see it happening to anybody.
No,
dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, like...
Come on, would it be so... I'm sure there's ups and downs of dating the same sex, you know? If you're a woman or dating a woman or a guy dating a guy, if it's like a guy dating a guy, then I'm pretty sure a lot of stuff will be pretty straightforward, you know? Yeah. Like, you want to do this?
I feel like a lot of I feel like people just think being gay is like... Some people think... Some dudes probably think being gay is like, oh, fucking gross or whatever. But in reality, they have, like, these fucking feelings.
Well, yeah, that
and I feel like maybe even the fucking... The dude that thinks he's the fucking toughest dude in the fucking...
Yeah, maybe he wants some penis.
Maybe.
He wants some
because, dude, like... Like, this recent week, just being in my... Going to school.
Uh-huh.
Being in class, like, you find out all this shit about these people.
Oh, you're already meeting people?
Yeah, not meeting, but, like, talking to fucking class.
Having conversation?
Conversation with the class and shit. And you find out that dudes fucking have gay experiences. And then that's how they find out if they're gay or not.
Well, yeah, dude, what's it called, like...
I'm just, like... To me, personally, I'm not... I've never had a gay experience, so I'm not gay.
Yeah, like, so. If a guy, okay, I want to say, like, a pretty good test for a guy is, like, if a guy is comfortable with another guy touching him without getting freaked out, that's a pretty good, like, it'll be like, oh, okay, he's not homophobic, he's not gay, he's okay with anything, he's okay with, his sexuality, he's a guy's guy, because you got to be comfortable, dude. If you're not comfortable with yourself, there's something else going on in there. That you're worried about, that you don't want to find out about. And you just don't want to be in that position to find out about it because you don't know if you're going to be happy about the outcome of that option, dude. Mm. It happens, dude. You know, that's always the case.
It's crazy.
Oh, goddamn.
You know, I notice nowadays, too, like, there's a lot more gay people, especially because it's 2020.
Yeah, there's a lot more gay people.
Like, well, dude, when I...
I love gay
When I first went to college,
uh-huh.
This was back in 2013. Like, I was going to school, like, I didn't see any gay people. Uh-huh. And now that I went back, dude, everywhere. I see a fucking lot of gay people now. A lot of gay people. I was kind of surprised. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Dude, I love gay people, dude, because so far, all the gay people that I met, they're the most, like, the most honest people that I ever met, dude. Like, they're so down to earth. They're open minded. They're straight to the bullshit, dude. Mm-hmm. They know who they are. They make themselves seem like anybody else. Like, there's something else that they're not. But they're always honest, dude. Yeah. They always give it to you straight, dude. They're always forward with whatever they gotta say. That's why I love gay people, dude. And they're always friendly, dude. For the most part.
That's how you are.
Oh. I might be gay. I'm not gay.
You're very straightforward.
I'm not gay. I've done a lot of research to know.
Are you ever scared to be straightforward with someone?
You know what? I find it that being straightforward is the best way to just go now, dude. So it's gotten easier over time. It's gotten easier. But that's...
Sometimes I feel like... Me, I'm very... I think a lot. About things, and like I'm constantly thinking, constantly things go through my head. And
what things though?
No, just anything.
Oh, so you're a thoughtful person.
Yeah, and I'll think about like, what would this person think if I fucking just be straightforward with them?
Yeah, I think about that stuff. Like,
is this person gonna get mad? Is this person gonna... So sometimes I'm just like, well, maybe I shouldn't be. So I don't do it. But I feel like sometimes that's kind of a bad thing. Because sometimes people need to fucking...
No.
No, yeah.
Yeah, like, let's go like... Well, how would I put this?
Because a lot of people do get butthurt nowadays.
They do. And I guess, yeah, like, you just got to be straightforward. Like, okay, I got to tell the movie story now. the movie story. Okay, so... I went on a date in San Francisco with this girl, and...
I thought we already went through this.
Did we go through it? No, we talked a little bit about it, but we didn't go into detail. Remember the first recording, it got fucked up, so we...
No, this was part of the first recording, this recording.
Right now? Did we talk about it already?
Yeah.
Bro, dude, I can't remember, dude. I am high. Yeah. Fuck. But anyways, the point of that story, though, is that me telling the guy to, like, put down his phone while we were watching the movie... you know, you just have to do that because you're old and, you know, he's, and, you know, he was one of the adults that were with him. So they could have been like, hey, just put your phone down, you know, be polite to the rest of the people that are here watching the movie.
Yeah.
But no, I was like, nobody said anything to him. And I was like, hey, dude, man, can you put down your phone? Like, come on, dude, this is fucking pretty obvious, you know? So, yeah, then he fucking walked out, and, like, it needed to be said, and they're like, oh, you didn't have... I just said it forward. I wasn't going to sugarcoat shit. It was just straightforward. I wasn't aggressive. I wasn't being rude. I was just being like, hey, this is a movie. Everybody paid to watch it. Everybody here paid to watch this fucking movie.
It's true.
I'm just trying to enjoy it. Like, it's a fucking Marvel movie. I fucking love those movies, dude. I want to get the full effect. That's why I go to... Dude, I don't go to see any other movies than Marvel movies now, to the theater. That's it. That's all I watch now.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I watch. Because I want to get the full effect of the movie. But other than that, yeah, dude. You got to be straightforward with people. That's the best way. I find it just being honest, dude. That's the best way you can get along with people. If you're not honest with somebody, then you shouldn't be friends. It's not worth it. It just takes up a lot of time. It's stressful sometimes because you don't want to... Sometimes you got to watch what the fuck you say around them. Because you're not honest all the time. So, you know, you're not going to be... They're really never going to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. If you're... Yeah, I feel like... Like I said, people are just fucking sensitive sometimes. And then, like... If you're straightforward all the time, it might lead to bad things.
Yeah. Not
having friends.
But do you really think, how many other people do you hang out with nowadays? Say you have a lot of friends right now?
No.
How many people do you actually have? Who have you spent time with since you got back?
My girlfriend.
Who else? Family?
Family.
Those are the people that matter, dude.
Yeah.
What other people have your acquaintances or other friends, have they trying to reach out to you and trying to hang out with you since you got back?
Only like a couple.
Not really. Like really hard, like, hey, let's go, come on, where you at? Hey, what are you doing? No. Like me. Yeah. Like me, motherfucker.
Hey, no, only the originals.
The originals, yeah, the ones, the number ones, the first ones, the main ones. But yeah. It's just normal to have, you know, your circle of friends get a little, get smaller.
You know, it's
as you grow up, dude. Because they all have different. You gotta grow some friends, dude. You can't be friends with them forever because they have different mindsets. Your mindset's always changing now. Like look, our other friends, they like to go out to the clubs now. You know, now we're in relationships, so I mean, we like to do that. We're not as often.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a little different dynamic now when you're in a relationship. You know, so you got to worry about other stuff.
Sure.
You know, you want to spend time with your partner.
Yeah.
Your
you know, when I before I left to Kuwait, I was like, people were like, be safe out there, this is and that. I'll talk to you when you get back. This is not fucking, you know, just bullshit, you know? So I go, and then I'm like fucking excited to get back home. You know, I'm fucking pumped, you know? I was like, fuck yeah, I'm finally going home. And then I get back, and it's like nothing.
Like, you never left.
It's like, literally everybody's just fucking doing their own thing, and I'm just home.
No one's like, oh, Juan's back, okay, let's get
it's
back
just,
to
it. It, let's no, get back it's just, like, it's like you get so excited, and then to go home, and then you come back home, and it's...
So you feel like they're taking it for granted?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like... You know, when I was told when I was over there that, I know you're going to be excited. This isn't that to go back home. But everybody's going to be so used to you being gone that it's not even going to fucking affect them if you being home.
Yeah.
And it was the truth.
Yeah. That happens, dude. You were gone for a while. They even took over your room.
It's true. I am currently
they moved, homeless. You had to move out.
I'm currently homeless.
This is the bit. If you see Juan on the streets, please give him some change.
If you see he's me a in homeless, the streets.
He's a homeless Air Force.
If you see me in the streets, please veteran. do not mistake me for Jonathan Juarez, because you guys might think it's him. It's really not.
Our barber, he thought that we were brothers. He really thought that we were brothers. You guys look alike. You guys look alike. And I was like, nah. And then this motherfucker over here getting offended and shit. You?
Nah.
I was like, nah. We really don't look alike. I look more like Freddy. That's what he said. No, you said that. That I look more like your brother, Freddy.
That feels...
I look? No, remember when we were at your party, your go away party? Uh-huh. They were like, "Oh, is that Freddy or some shit?" People were asking if I was Freddy.
I don't remember.
Oh damn, you were fucked up then.
But hey, we should do something like that again.
Like what? The party?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do
barbecue.
It.
Barbecue.
Can we do it at your house?
Of course.
Yeah, let's do it. Up there.
My birthday is next month.
Oh, that's right. We'll do something for your birthday then. Yeah, we'll do it, dude. I'm down. I'll cook if you want. I'll cook some. Go have a dinner.
Yeah, we'll see what's
barbecue
up.
Barbecue a dinner. Dude, you don't want to see me in the kitchen there. Okay, I don't want to brag people, but I'm a pretty good cook. Honestly, I got to say.
You always make the mashed potatoes for
Thanksgiving. Yeah, my famous bacon and cheese mashed potatoes. They're off the chain, homie. They're pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I always make them for the holidays. For, you know, family specials.
But yeah, man. Some crazy shit.
Oh, dude. Life is just... I don't know what life is.
Me neither. I'm just living.
Yeah, me too, dude. Just trying. That's what I'll be trying to do now, dude. Like, I've been so busy, but I like it, dude. I like that I'm being...
Honestly, like, being busy is a very good thing.
Dude, I love it, because it keeps me... Even though I'm so tired, that I'm so busy doing all this shit that I want to do, I don't care. I'm just doing it, but it gets me going, dude. Like, okay, keep doing this. Like, right now, I'm going to just go in there and finish editing this whole fucking podcast and upload it tonight.
Nice.
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. I got to...
But I've been sleep.
Yeah, I've been only sleeping like 2 to 3 hours this past 3 days, every single day. So I gotta get some rest, honestly.
Yeah, but fucking damn, I forgot what I was gonna say.
It happens, dude. It happens.
Legit was gonna say something cool. People are gonna be like, "Damn, I want to tell it cool."
You're a poet, though. Come on, tell him a poem, dude.
I can't get into that right now.
Come on, just
I'm a little tired.
How about line? You gotta give me one line.
You gotta ask a fucking Hector.
Hector.
Hector. He got. I hooked him up once.
Okay, Hector. For everybody, Hector. For everybody out there, he's our friend. He's a little party animal, I guess you could say. He lives at this club in Sacramento called Mango. So if you guys want to meet him in person, just go there. Go there on Friday night. You'll see him there. He knows the bouncers. He pays them well.
If you guys are trying to beat the long lines,
yes,
just hit him up.
You'll talk to him. He's a broker for that. if Hector's good at anything, it's just to fucking get you into that club.
He'll take female or males.
No discrimination here, people. Go there. Give him a few extra bucks and he'll pay for the rest.
Yeah, he's a really,
Hey, Hector, if you're listening to this, Hector, I love you, though. I love you, dude.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you, dude, but...
He's the well-dressed,
well, you have to put a stop to this.
You can go up to them, he'll be like, okay. Look at my watch. Tell me I got a nice
watch. My God, he wants to ball out so hard. I don't know why, but he
smell my shirt. It's Gucci. Oh, but then he'll stay quiet for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's it. He basically people start thinking he's a bouncer after a while, because he's just standing in one corner the whole night.
But don't worry, if there's an earthquake, he'll be there to hold on
the wall. He's your man. If you guys don't duck and cover under him.
No, we're just fucking with Hector.
No, but yeah, he's a good guy. But yeah, he needs to.
He's a hard worker.
And it pains me that he's wasting his hard-earned money on that fucking club, dude. Because he gets so mad because he can't get any girls there. And I'm like, dude, why you keep going there then?
Don't say that. Don't put him on. Well, the females aren't going to go.
I'm sorry, but he needs to have a check, like a reality check. And this is the time, dude.
Hey.
And it's okay. Not a lot of people
are going to. He's Mexican. He won't listen.
Exactly. He has to. People have to tell him right now. Be like, hey, people, hey, follow him on Instagram, and be like, Hector, stop being a bitch.
Hey, follow him on Instagram. Underscore.
I'll put it on the description of the video, and I'll put it there, and just follow him.
Follow him. You'll see how his club experience.
Is. Yeah, and then he'll just be like, hey, dude, just stop going to the club. Just tell him to stop.
Hit him up if you want to go.
If you want a lifetime experience of mangoes, go with him. He'll take you through the entire process.
Bottle service
and everything. He knows all the bouncers. You'll be safe. He knows the owner.
He knows the buzzers guys on the back.
He knows everybody there. He has the password to the Mangoes Facebook page.
He's there.
He's embedded in that fucking place. But anyway, he's a good guy.
The key to the house of the owner.
It's a little self-destructive because, you know, it's some funny stories. You know, we go out there. They were so nice. You know, when you go out to the club and you're trying to meet girls, it's a hit and miss for some people, like me. You know, it's a lot of hit and miss for me.
You know.
What?
Remember Frank?
Yeah, what about Frank?
You know he's engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to Frank. But Frank, fuck you. Fuck you, Frank, okay? I tried to be your friend. You don't reply to my text messages, so fuck you, Frank. But you're a good guy, but fuck you. Anyways, yeah, back to... What the fuck was I talking about this? Fuck. What was I talking before this?
I don't know. You're really high, though.
God damn it. No, I'm not even high anymore. I'm just, like, losing... I'm just going on a fucking rant right now, trying to talk.
Oh, fucking...
Are you...
What's his name? Hector.
Oh, yeah, Hector hit the savage.
talking about the club.
His club, yeah, you know, it's a little, yeah. So basically, we went out to the club one night, and he got rejected by so many girls. So by the time we got out of the club, he was angry with the world. He was so fucking angry with the world. He trying to start some shit on the way back home. And I was like, dude, you just got to take your losses, dude. Like, for me... If our girls say no to me in a row, I'm like, I'm done. I'm calling it quits. I'm taking my losses and just going home. After that, I just end up just going sitting down, and if somebody sees by me, I start trying to start up a conversation, trying to make the time go by, and that's it. I take my losses, dude. I don't know. Because I'm already fucking sour by the time I get rejected 5 times. And I know I'm going to keep getting rejected. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know what the fuck I mean.
Yes, I do.
I don't know, you don't. You've never been rejected in your life. Bro, fucking Calvin Klein model.
I'm married now.
You're privileged.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not me. He's in a relationship, though. So, girls, don't try to slide in the DM, okay? Stay away from this guy, okay? Yeah. I'm telling you guys, don't try it. It's okay. You can comment, like, nice things here and there, but... Don't slide in the DM, okay?
I don't really post selfies.
So. Yeah, he's not much of an Instagram. He's on there, but he's not a poster.
Yeah.
He's not a blogger like everybody else.
I don't put myself out there.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier. He's a close person. You know, if you don't, you gotta really know him personally to know him.
You know what?
You're getting to know him right now. Actually, they're getting to know you, dude.
They are.
They're getting to know you. How do you feel about that now?
I feel good.
Good.
I feel great.
Okay, so this podcast got a little bit out of control. We're a little tired. I'm a little high.
A little late.
It's a little late now. It's about 12:44 a.m. And you know, this is a second recording. So basically, we're on our
almost third hour.
I think so. We're in our third hour and 19 minutes. Because my dumb ass had to fuck up. But, wow. Yeah, this was a good podcast. I'm going to let you go. I'm gonna have him on again. We'll talk about more stuff. We'll discuss other stuff. But we pretty much covered everything we covered the first time we talked. Which was hard to get to, dude. I was mad, dude. I was really mad. It was hard for me to get to this point again, dude. But it was a good talk. We had a...
We talked a lot about new things too.
Yeah, we threw some new stuff in there, but yeah, and, you know, for the most part, hope you guys liked this podcast. It was a good. We did what we could, you know. I fucked up. My bad, people. I'm learning.
Next time we fucking.
Next time I know what to check for.
Next time I get on here, we gotta.
We'll talk
we
about
gotta our start stuff. Giving like, some fucking.
Some what?
Some fucking advice and shit.
Okay, all right. So
life, we gotta tell them. So when Juan
comes on, I guess it's gonna be the Juan hour.
Yeah.
call it the Juan hour.
Hey, one hour.
And we do one hour of questions. People just
yeah.
If you guys wanna ask questions,
we're gonna have a hotline.
I'm pretty sure we don't have that many questions at first, but we're just gonna talk about.
If you have any questions. Comment below.
Anything
you want.
Anything. You want to know how to change your oil? Ask us. Whatever
the fuck
you want. I don't care. From personal stuff to how to change
your... How to tie your fucking shoe.
Exactly. I'll just ask us. We're just trying to talk, people. This is all we're trying to do out here. Yeah. But yeah, but you know, thank you guys for listening. You guys have been great so far.
Thank you
guys for listening. Yeah, thank you, Juan, for being here, for taking the time out of your day.
Yeah, man. It's my girl's birthday, too.
It's girl's
birthday.
I'm about to go celebrate. And tomorrow, I got to
pop champagne.
I got a birthday party myself tomorrow. Well, I mean, not tomorrow. Later on the day. So, yeah, we got to... I'm going to cut this short. So, later on the day, this will be up. And, yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Take care, and I'll talk to you guys later. Let's see. Turn this shit off.